to America, America's favorite, most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing, religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host, Bob Inyard, is not with you tonight. No, you've got a fill-in here. Chuck Bates filling in for Bob Inyard here at the Information Radio Network. Where is Bob? Where in the world is Bob? Kind of like, where in the world is Waldo? You know, I got Josh Stark, our engineer, right across the window from me here. Where's Bob? Well, Bob, we understand, is on a secret KGov mission. That's right. He's left the official Inyart underground bunker, and he's at whereabouts somewhat known. That's right. He's in Los Angeles, California, last sighting of Bob Inyart. Pray for Bob. He's in the state of granola. That's right. Fruits, flakes, and nuts. And I'm sure that Bob has a lot of work to do there. I don't know when Bob's coming back. We don't have the official schedule when he'll be back on the air live with you, but he will be returning to the air very soon, bringing you all sorts of stories of his escapades in the granola state. Many of you may remember last year, the year before, we had the granola state, California. They were out of power. Why were they out of power? Well, because all the environmental wackos out there, all the liberal nuts had basically said, hey, we don't want a power plant. We don't want responsibility for our own lives. So we're going to take power from other states. And, of course, we know what happened. We had power that was on again. That was off again. And but we're going to play a song for you. And this is in honor of you and your visit to California. From our friend Paul Shanklin of paulshanklin.com. You can get that a copy of that CD there. But California's freezing. Hopefully Bob Inyart's not freezing in California. I believe the weather's actually supposed to be on the sunny side over there. But folks, it's going to be an open mic night. Want to hear from you. 1-800-773-TALK. That's 1-800-773-8255. Yeah, it's a little bit different number. It's because I'm not in Colorado. I'm in IRN Studios here in Memphis, Tennessee. So give us a call. Your comments and questions tonight, 1-800-773-8255. 1-800-773-TALK. Want to talk about Saddam and his sons? Are they alive? Are they dead? Is there going to be enough DNA to find out? The president, you know, normally in a prize fight, we see the one fighter versus another fighter. This way, it looks like it's a three-way against the president. That's right, the United Nations, the European Union, and the International Criminal Court. Also, France coming out saying the UN must be involved in the rebuilding of Iraq. They didn't want to be involved in the war, but they want to be involved in the rebuilding. Maybe get into the economy a little bit if it allows us to at time. And the expansion of the war on terrorism. Who's going to be next? Syria? Iraq? North Korea? Well, who knows? We'll see what comes of that. But this first coming from one of our listeners out here, it says, okay, America, here's the new plan. It's a 10-point plan of how we're going to change the world and change America's mindset and use around the world, how people view the United States. That's right. Number one, the U.S. will apologize to the world for our interference in the affairs of the past and present. You know, Hitler, Mussolini, all the rest of them good old boys. We'll never interfere again. We'll withdraw all our troops from all over the world, starting with Germany, South Korea, the Philippines. They won't want us there. We should station troops at our borders. No more sneaking through those holes in the fence there. All illegal aliens have 90 days to get their affairs together and leave. We'll give them a free trip home. After 90 days, the remainder will be gathered up and deported immediately, regardless of who or where they are. France would welcome them, of course. All future visitors will thoroughly be checked and limited to 90 days unless given a special permit. No one from a terrorist nation will be allowed in. If you don't like it, change it yourself. Don't hide here. Asylum will never be ever available to anyone. We don't need any more cab drivers. No students over age 21. The older ones are the bombers. If they don't attend classes, they get a D, and it's back home, baby. The U.S. will make a strong effort to become self-sufficient energy-wise. That's right. We'll try to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and get rid of the environmental wackos out here so we can actually start drilling for some oil here at home. This will include developing non-polluting sources of energy, but will require a temporary drilling of oil in the Alaskan wilderness. That's okay. The caribou will have to cope for a while, but they'll get over it. Offer Saudi Arabia and other oil-producing countries $10 a barrel. If they don't like it, they can go someplace else to sell it. Either that, they can eat sand. If there's a famine or other natural catastrophe in the world, we will not interfere. That's right. They can pray to Allah or whomever for seeds, rain, cement, or whatever they need. Besides, most of what we give them is stolen or given to the army. The people who need it most get very little of it, if any, anyway. We're going to ship the UN headquarters to an island someplace. We don't need the spies and fair-weather friends here. Besides, it'd make a good homeless shelter, a lockup for illegal aliens. And finally, all Americans must go to charm and beauty school. That way, no one can ever call us again ugly Americans. Now, ain't that a winner of a plan? Submitted to us by one of our listeners here. What about Saddam, folks? What do you think? Is he alive? Is he dead? Did we get him with the bunker-busting bombs in Baghdad, as Steve Sawyer just said on IRN News? Did we get him, folks? Well, that's the $64,000 question per bomb, actually. I think it was $64,862 is the average cost of the bomb. So we may have taken out Saddam, his two sons, and possibly up to 30,000 people for $250,000. Quite a bargain compared to what we're offering for Osama. What do you think? 1-800-773-8255, 1-800-773-TALK. This coming out of WorldNet Daily, Syria sits smack dab in the middle of coalition leaders' radar screens and could be next on the list of countries. This according to an article out of WorldNet Daily. The war on terror. After Saddam falls, who's going to be the next country we go after? According to the London Telegraph, they reported Syria was among the topics discussed by President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair during their summit in Belfast yesterday. There's got to be a change in Syria, that according to Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz on Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. His remark followed the March 29th threat by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld during a Pentagon briefing. Into Iraq's neighbor Syria, we have information that shipments of military supplies have been crossing the border from Syria into Iraq, including night vision goggles. These deliveries pose a direct threat to the lives of coalition forces. We consider such trafficking as hostile acts and will hold the Syrian government accountable for such shipments. That was the quote of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Now, recent statements confirm a report cited by WorldNet Daily back in February that U.S. foreign policy plans call for regime change in Iran, Libya, and Syria once we've taken Iraq to freedom. According to Richard Perle, former chairman of the U.S. Defense Advisory Board, change is needed in all those three countries and a few others besides. Perle added that he felt U.S. intervention may only be necessary in Libya and that reform can come from within in Iran and Syria, but would not elaborate on what U.S. intervention might entail. Now, Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily also reported in February that U.S. Undersecretary of State John Bolton made a pronouncement similar to Perle's, and the intelligence newsletter reported that Bolton said in meetings with Israeli officials that he had no doubt that it will be necessary to deal with threats from Syria, Iran, and North Korea after we finish the job in Iraq. What do you think, folks? Do you think we'll go to Syria next? Will it be Iran? Will it be North Korea, Libya? What do you think? Open mic night, 1-800-773-8255, 1-800-773-TALK. Got, all lines open. Give us a call here on the Bob Inyart Live Show. Bob Inyart not with you, but Chuck Bates having to fill in. You have to put up with me just for an hour. We'll go from there. Yesterday, General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, dismissed this report cited by Sharon. Myers told reporters there's no evidence that weapons of mass destruction have been moved out of Iraq into another country, but U.S. intelligence officials report spotting several large Iraqi trucks with guards heading to Syria, according to the Washington Post. Not exactly a liberal rag there, so it seems as though maybe those weapons of mass destruction did leave after all. Well, before we go to the break, folks, I want to let you know about an upcoming conference where you can see Bob Inyart. That's right. Bob Inyart's going to be joining myself, Dr. Larry Bates, Jesse Lee Peterson, Larry Pratt for Direction in an Age of Confusion. When we come back from the break, we'll tell you exactly where you'll be able to see him and what we're going to be talking about. We'll be back in a moment with more Bob Inyart Live. He's not here with us tonight, but you can call in 1-800-773-8255, 1-800-773-TALK. Stay with us.
sons were recently caught trying to escape their homeland of communist North Korea. After being interrogated, 20 of them were immediately executed. Their crime? They had been studying the Bible.
While tensions rise and talks of aggression continue in Washington, North Korea is already waging a war against our brothers and sisters in Christ. They've been beaten, imprisoned, and martyred simply for their faith. If you want to know what's really happening in North Korea and other nations where Christians are being persecuted, you need a free subscription to the Voice of the Martyrs monthly newsletter. You'll learn the truth about countries like North Korea, China, Afghanistan, and even Iraq. You'll learn to pray effectively for your persecuted brothers and sisters, and you'll discover practical ways to get involved. So call the Voice of the Martyrs right now and request your free subscription to their award-winning monthly newsletter. Call 888-843-1056. That's 888-843-1056. 888-843-1056.
And welcome back to Bob Inert Live. No, this is not Bob. This is Chuck Bates of the Unraveling the New World Order broadcast, heard here on the Information Radio Network Monday through Friday from noon to 1 Central Standard Time. Bob's not with us. He's on a secret KGOV mission to the granola state, that of California. We call it the granola state because of all the fruits, the flakes, and the nuts out there. But hopefully Bob Inert's bringing some sanity to the Sunshine State out there. I should say the Golden State, not the Sunshine State. That's Florida, isn't it, Josh? Yeah, okay, it's the Golden State. Well, we're gonna claim it is anyway, whether it is or not. Okay, the Granola State. We'll leave it at that. This coming out of Gary Bauer of the American Values Coalition, talking about the Fourth Estate. You know, we've got the three parts of government. You've got the three states. And then, of course, you've got the Fourth Estate of the press. Yeah, the press, the people that are supposed to be bringing us the truth, the news, the real deal, not the spin, which so often we do see come out of there. But this coming out of the New York Times, according to Mr. Bauer, he said they recently ran a front page picture of smiling troops flashing the peace sign in an army truck heading to the front line. He thought to himself, wow, our troops are really enthusiastic about a quick victory. I thought. Then I read the caption. They were Iraqi Republican Guards. Now, this is out of the New York Times. Not supporting the U.S. troops necessarily right there, but showing Iraqi troops. I'd very much doubt that they're that enthusiastic now, you know, 18 days into this battle or this war, if there's many of them left. But this coming out of the London Times, they carried a photo of a man the paper described as a quote-unquote peace demonstrator. Now think about that. He was a peace demonstrator, folks. His face was contorted with hatred. He wore a headband with three words, kill the Jews. So much for a peace demonstrator. Now, according to Mr. Bauer, the London Times of 60 years ago knew a Nazi when it saw one, and apparently the Today's Times is confused. That's indeed what we're seeing out here. The liberal media.
The following is an important message from the United Liberal Journalists of America.
At times like these, America's liberal journalists should have one voice, showing the world that we can stand together, shoulder to shoulder, united in our common belief that we cannot possibly bring ourselves to like George W. Bush.
The United Liberal Journalists of America, consistently reporting the news that we agree with.
Thank you, Tom Brokaw. This coming out of Stomp International, a news release that Planned Parenthood picks peacenik Hanoi Jane as Abortion War's latest Medal of Honor recipient. That's right, the pro-murder group Planned Parenthood has picked Hanoi Jane, old Jane Fonda, as their latest Medal of Honor recipient. But to add insult to injury, this is just absolutely amazing, folks. Additionally, the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, I guess that is, PPFA, yeah, there we go, Federation of America. President Gloria Felt recently released a statement that said freedom for Iraqi women could only be achieved if the U.S. government provides them with access to contraception and abortion. Despite the fact that both practices are in direct opposition to the Muslim religion, Planned Parenthood's lack of integrity truly knows no bounds. The Iraqi people are embracing the prospect of real freedom from oppression, yet Planned Parenthood, the brainchild of Margaret Sanger, wants to wage its own war on Iraq's preborn children through its dictatorial regime of abortion and contraception. Now think about this, folks. Here we have the peace demonstrators. They're saying that they don't want us to go to war because why? We might hurt the innocent children and the women. We might bomb children. But instead, they want to introduce Planned Parenthood to Iraq and kill the child before they come out of the womb. What's wrong with this picture, folks? Come on. Planned Parenthood. Pro-murder. As if there was any doubt. But for those of you that are new to the Bob Inert Show and haven't heard Bob Inert talk about his escapades of trying to keep life sanctified, to try to keep it as a valued possession, you got news for you. Bob's pro-life. Yeah, I am too. And why shouldn't we be? Because God breathed that life into us, and it's something that must be protected inside the womb as well. From conception, that's what God did. I mean, when did he breathe life into them? As they were about to come out of the womb? I don't think so. You may have heard about this one. This one coming out of California as well. Poor Bob, having to be out there in California. Apparently, a disgruntled Californian has demanded the mayor of Burlingame remove the many yellow ribbons displayed on a major retail thoroughfare and to apologize to, quote, any person who may have been offended by his illegal actions. That's according to the San Mateo Daily Journal. Apparently, Mayor Mike Coffey has decided the city would not enforce an ordinance against private displays on public property when a woman asked if she could put ribbons on Burlingame Avenue. Now that nearly every tree and lamppost has a yellow ribbon supporting the troops, Seth Yatovitz, a resident of Palo Alto, wants the city to take them down, calling them, quote, offensive ribbons. According to the paper, Coffey couldn't imagine anyone complaining about the town's residents showing support for U.S. troops in Iraq. Clearly, there are many laws in our books that are enforced when called to our attention, but we don't have the resources to enforce all the laws we have until somebody brings it up, and that according to city manager Jim Nintel. Even though Yatovitz is not a resident of the town, he has the right to object, said Nantel in his complaint to the city. Yatovitz mentioned his belief that the soldiers involved in the Iraq theater are actually criminals. Imagine this, folks. He said, quote, I find the yellow ribbons on city property offensive to my senses, and they are posted in support of violators of international law. I do support our troops that are not involved in illegal activity. Come give me a break, man. He doesn't even live in the city. If you don't like it, don't come there. They probably don't want you there in the first place. If his demand is not heeded, according to the report, Yatovitz will begin a boycott of Burlingame businesses and possibly file a lawsuit. I'm sure they'd be happy for you not to patronize them, Mr. Yatovitz. I'm trying to put pressure on the city, targeting their tax base. It's not aimed at the businesses, and I have no animosity towards the businesses. Yeah, sure you do. But you have animosity towards our troops. Some business people will not tolerate the city removing the ribbons. According to Ashkak Patel, owner of Burlingame Smoke Shop, quote, we're at war and somebody wants to remove the ribbon. I think it's over my dead body if he wants to remove it. That apparently is the thoughts and the feelings of many people in Burlingame, California. Well, more power to you, folks. Well, we talked about this for some time on our program. I know Bob's talked about this as well, that obviously there was terrorism taking place. Terrorists are being trained inside of Iraq. Now, the international community, France, Germany, Russia, China, the like, the United Nations, they all said, oh, that can't be possibly happening. And then, of course, our own Secretary of State, Colin Powell, comes out and basically says that, yes, indeed, there are training facilities right there. Now, here we have coming out of Qatar, or Qatar, however you used to call it. I used to call it Qatar when I was in school, and now they call it Qatar, Doha Qatar. But the United States said on Sunday that U.S.-led forces had destroyed a massive terrorist facility in northern Iraq, which could have been used by al-Qaeda to make chemical weapons. The head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, told reporters the site in northeast Iraq could have been a training ground that produced the lethal poison ricin that was found in a London flat this past January. He said, quote, we've attacked and now have gone in on the ground into a site in the northeast area where Ansar al-Islam and the al-Qaeda had been working on poisons. It's from this site where people were trained and where poisons were developed that migrated into Europe. We think that's probably where the ricin found in London probably came. Meyer said the target site was a large complex with lots of underground pieces, tunnels, and so forth, and can take up to a week to investigate properly. It's in an area that he said we struck from the air. We had AC-130 gunships up there trying to take care of the target before the folks on the ground went in. Some of the bodies that have been recovered, enemy bodies that have been recovered up there, are not Iraqis. They're not Iranians. We don't know for sure, but they're most likely all al-Qaeda. September 11th. Oklahoma City, possibly, but September 11th, a link to Saddam Hussein, a reason for war? I think so. This coming out just yesterday, U.S. Marines in Iraq have discovered bomb-making facilities at a facility described as a training camp operated by the faction of the Palestinian Liberation Front. Oh, go figure, more terrorists. Bomb-making facilities, chemicals, mortars, gas masks, AK-47s, all found inside the 20-building complex just to the east of Baghdad, that according to Corporal John Holworth, the U.S. Marine Corps. The complex, which is the size of a battalion headquarters, featured pictures of Iraqi President Saddam Hussein, PLF faction leader Abu Abbas, and the PLF's flag. Other photos included pictures of Abu Abbas posing with a brigadier general from Saddam's Republican Guard inside the camp, and boxes of documents with the PLF letterheads were also seized. Stores of fresh food, including fresh tomatoes and potatoes, were seen, indicating that the complex had recently been vacated. Now, you may remember, Abu Abbas carried out the deadly attack in 1985 on the cruise ship Achille Lauro. You remember, that's where they took the older Jewish fellow, the man who was an invalid, who was in his wheelchair on a cruise with his wife. They killed him, and then they threw he and his wheelchair overboard. Real cowards. Terrorist actions. These are the kind of people that Saddam Hussein has been supporting. Now, he apparently renounced terrorism after the 93 Oslo peace accords between Israel and Palestine, but continues to be the head of the terrorist organization. Go figure. And Abbas, although raised in Tunisia, has been based more recently in Baghdad. Baghdad. Terrorist central, it appears to be. Unbelievable, folks. And now we have the United Nations coming out today. That's right, the United Nations and France saying that any rebuilding without the United Nations, without the international community and everybody getting a piece of the pie, so to speak, is illegitimate. Now, wait a second. These are the same people that were out there, the same you know, sissies, the fair weather friends that were sitting out here saying that you're going into Iraq is illegitimate. Well, since we've been there, we've seen chemical weapons ready to be fired at our troops. We've found thousands upon thousands of chemical weapon suits. We've seen antidote to chemical weapon. We've seen terrorist training camps. And these guys say that the reason we went in there was illegitimate? Come on, fellas. I mean, first off, here we have France, Germany, China, Russia, all of them selling military technology and hardware to Saddam Hussein. Now, let's think about this. The chemical weapons, where do they come from? Well, they've been developed by Saddam Hussein, but more importantly, what about the nuclear weapons program? We had Dr. Kadir Hamza on our program a few weeks back, and he discussed, he was Saddam's former chief bomb maker before he defected, but he said he went out and spent $250 million with Germany, who supplied him with a uranium processing foundry. We had him go to France, who provided him with the 80% enriched uranium for it. Then he went to, we had the Russians, who up until 8 days before the battles began were supplying military hardware. And then, of course, China, the other one on the Security Council of the United Nations that was against us going in there. What did they provide? Well, it seems they had a lucrative oil contract. And on top of that, they put out the fiber optic network that Saddam Hussein has been using to communicate with his battlefield commanders. Wonder why they didn't want us to go in there. What do you think, Josh? 1-800-773-8255, 1-800-773-TALK. We're going to a break here in just a moment. Saddam and his sons, are they alive? Are they dead? The president versus the United Nations. That's right, the U.S. president coming out, President George W. Bush. Whether you like him or whether you don't, he actually stood up for U.S. sovereignty today. He said that we will not be ruled by a criminal court of the international community. We'll talk more about it when we come back. 1-800-773-8255. 1-800-773-TALK. Got a full board of callers. I know that Bob Inyard has a lot of callers. Let's hear from you. 1-800-773-8255. 1-800-773-TALK. We'll be back in a moment after the news with more Bob Inyard Live.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard Stewart. There's been death and grief outside Baghdad homes destroyed by U.S. bombs, but no sign of Saddam Hussein. A mother cried uncontrollably as her daughter's body parts were removed from a 60-foot deep crater. The site was bombed based on intelligence that Saddam Hussein might be there. Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark insists it doesn't matter whether Saddam was killed, since he's lost control of the nation.
I, for one, don't think it matters that much. I'm not losing sleep trying to figure out whether or not he was in there and what happened. What matters is that the regime, whatever elements of it remain, is losing more and more control over the country.
Arab language television networks accuse American forces of deliberately targeting their offices in Baghdad, a charge the U.S. denies. An Al Jazeera reporter was killed and many Abu Dhabi television staffers were trapped. This is Information Radio Network News.
If you spend up to one-third of your life in bed, shouldn't you make it as comfortable as possible? Yet most people spend night after night tossing and turning. But what if you could toss and turn less and sleep better? Guaranteed. You can with the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call for a free sample at 1-800-522-5559 and feel this amazing material for yourself. The Tempur-Pedic bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. You're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers unprecedented relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it for their patients. But you should feel it for yourself. Call 1-800-522-5559 for a free sample of the Tempur material plus a free Better Sleep video. You spend up to a third of your life in bed. Get the best rest you can. Call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-522-5559. That's 1-800-522-5559.
This is an IRN Business News Update. Barnes & Noble is expanding its publishing program. The Superstore book chain says it's upgrading and expanding its line of classic books. Editions from the new imprint Barnes & Noble Classics will start coming out in May, with 100 different titles expected by June 2004. The bestseller has been steadily expanding the publishing end of its business. In December, it acquired Sterling Publishing, a leading specialist in gardening, cooking, and other how-to books. A Barnes & Noble spokesman says about 4% of current sales come from books the retailer also publishes. This latest move means that Penguin Classics, the Modern Library, and other publishers of older works face aggressive competition from the same company that sells many of their books. McDonald's says it will scale back plans for store openings and curb capital spending to focus on restoring slumping sales. The fast food giant's new CEO, Jim Cantalupo, confirmed a sharp strategy change and said McDonald's will increase its dividend to shareholders. With an IRN Business News Update, I'm Hope.
Well, welcome back to Bob Inyart Live. America's favorite, most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing, religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Only Bob Inyart could have that as his title for his program. Bob's a great guy. You know, the one thing that you have to know, folks, if any of those of you that know Bob, you know this. You've seen this in his life. The thing about Bob is he actually does what he says. He actually believes what he says. Certainly a rare commodity in this day and age of equivocation on people's ideals, those that don't really believe in what they're saying. They're simply doing it for a paycheck or whatnot, or just to say something to be on the air. But here you have Bob Inyart. This is a man who really lives out. I mean, the man's been to jail for his beliefs. That's right. A man who's been to jail for his beliefs in the 20th and 21st century here. It's not as though it's not like he's in North Korea or Iraq, but he's in the United States. And even there, he's gone to jail for his beliefs. It's a privilege to be filling in for him. This is Chuck Bates, host of the Unraveling New World Order broadcast here on the Information Radio Network. I promised you after the first quarter that I'd tell you about a conference that's coming up called Direction in an Age of Confusion. I'll be speaking there about the economic effects of terrorism. We've got Dr. Larry Bates, my co-host of the Unraveling program. He'll be there talking about the economy and government and what government can or should or shouldn't do in the economy. We're going to have Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. He's kind of the antidote to Jesse Jackson, for those of you who don't know him. Great guy. Dear brother in the Lord. And then, of course, we also have Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, bringing us an update of what's taking place in Washington, D.C. and the Beltway. And yours truly, your favorite host, America's most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing, religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host, Bob Inyart, will be there as well. One city only, in South Bend, Indiana. That's right. April the 26th, just in a couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks here, folks, we're going to be in South Bend, Indiana. It's on a Saturday, 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon at the Marriott South Bend. That's 123 North St. Joseph Street. For those of you up there in the South Bend area, the Chicago area, come to South Bend. Anybody, fly in from all over the country, come and see Bob Inyart. He's going to be joining us for this One Direction in an Age of Confusion conference. The conferences are going to be in South Bend, Atlanta, Georgia, Spokane, Washington, Knoxville, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri, Midland, Texas. But South Bend, Indiana is the only place on this tour that you'll get the opportunity to see Bob Inyart live in the flesh, actually see that he does exist, America's favorite, most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing, religious, fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Man, it's a mouthful. Anyway, April 26th, direction of Age of Confusion, South Bend, Indiana, Marriott South Bend. For information or registration, there's a couple ways you can go about it. You can give us a call, 1-800-336-7000. That's 1-800-336-7000. That's right, I did cheat because I wrote it down here in this thing. I can't remember his entire saying. That's not something only Bob can do. 1-800-336-7000, 1-800-336-7000 to get information about the Direction in an Age of Confusion conference. You can also go to inforadionet.com. That's inforadionet.com, and you can sign up online. Pastors are complimentary. We want to see you there. But if you'd like to get information, call, get that, leave your name and number. Somebody will get back with you, 1-800-336-7000. If you want to call in tonight and talk on this broadcast, we've got a couple of callers here we're going to get to in a moment, 1-800-773-8255, 1-800-773-TALK. We'll go to Rick in Colorado. Thanks for holding, Rick. You're live on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I was just listening to your comments on some of the selling and buying that some of these nations are doing with Saddam. I still remember some articles that came out back in the Gulf War days, and they would sell him satellite technology, and the form for him to fill out was forestry. He was going to use this on his forestry, believe it or not, in Iraq of all places.
Well,
I just think it's really crazy that these guys try to sell us these information about how they're not so involved or informed with this man, and yet when you fill out a piece of paper that says you're going to do satellite surveys of your forest in the Arabian Desert, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, there may be a few trees right there in the between the Tigris and the Euphrates, but I wouldn't exactly call it a forest. And there's even less there's even less of it after the Gulf War I and now Gulf War II.
That's crazy.
Well, Rick, I tell you, even 8 days before, and this is what U.S. soldiers are finding now, 8 days before the war began, the second Gulf War, there was a picture taken of two former Russian generals who are in the arms business with the defense minister of Iraq. Back in January of this year, the French were selling Gazelle helicopter parts, attack helicopter parts, and Mirage fighter jet parts through Syria to Iraq. Now, the French, the people that supposedly signed this UN Resolution 1441 that said we must disarm him, they're arming him. It's unbelievable to me.
That's the thing that I don't understand. When this all first took place and he surrendered, they put him through all these resolutions and they've had him on this white flag sort of, you do this now that you surrendered. And then when he goes and disobeys all these things, now nobody wants to come in and take care of it.
It's unbelievable to me. I mean, we've seen, obviously, a lot of people said, well, the United States supplied weapons to him back when he was in the Iran-Iraq war. That's true. The United States supplied $50 billion worth of military hardware back in the 80s. And in 1991, we wiped most of that out when we went through there. But in the last 12 years, these, fair-weather friends, so to speak, of France and Germany and Russia and if you can call China or any of these guys really friends, but folks that we've had ties to over the past, they have been continuing to fund our enemy.
Well, now there was another article that came out recently. Maybe Russia is having some nuclear submarines now in the area. And when brought it up, they saying that, well, we were already scheduled to have war games with India. I mean, how did this scheduled war game with India, of all places, India, a country who we don't even really see in this connection, and they have Russia out there with these nuclear marines kind of swimming around out there? I don't understand it.
That's another good question. I mean, here we have North Korea's possibly, I mean, the president's obviously called them part of the axis of evil. He says that we're going to have to go after them at some point or take care of the problem. Obviously the last administration placated them, tried to pay the blackmailer, but as General MacArthur said a long time ago, you can only pay the blackmailer till the cost gets too high, you can't afford it, and the end result is always violence. But here we have North Korea, a nuclear power, weapons that can reach possibly the west coast of the United States, but can certainly reach our ally like Japan, South Korea, and it should be a problem for China. But Russia has been selling them submarines. Now, have they been able to fit them with these little nuclear weapons? Who knows? But here we have again another connection, Russia supplying another one of our enemies.
I totally agree.
Hey, Rick, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
1-800-773-8255, 1-800-773-TALK. Got several lines open. Give us a call. Your comments and questions, an open mic night. We've got about another 20 or so minutes here in the program. Want to hear from you. What do you think? Saddam, is he dead? I believe he probably is. If indeed we had him there, apparently there were three separate sources saying that he did go into the restaurant slash bunker there, and then the United States dropped four 8,000-pound bombs. Two bunker busters followed 3 seconds later by two more 2,000-pound bombs. So 8,000 pounds worth of bombs dropped on Saddam's head, possibly, if that indeed was him that was in there. Looking at the pictures of the rubble today, they're going to have to try to use the same thing they use at the World Trade Center to identify him, possibly, because it looks just like a pile of ash for the most part, just sand at that point. But this, as we mentioned earlier, President Bush has come out basically saying that he's battled against having the United Nations having anything to do with the rebuilding of Iraq. And rightfully so. Here we have the United Nations, a little-known fact that they were making hundreds of millions and possibly even billions of dollars on the food for oil deal. That's right, those poor Iraqis that we kept seeing on television night in and day in and day out, where they didn't have food and medicine. It wasn't just because Saddam Hussein was keeping billions into his weapons program and building 60 or 70 new palaces. It was also because the United Nations was skimming off the top. They were the middleman. They were making a big commission on doing the oil for food deal. Thus, another reason the United Nations didn't want us to go in there, because why? Hundreds of millions of dollars suddenly aren't on their books anymore. What a shame. These are the same people as our last caller, Rick, was just talking about, who allowed satellites to be imported, satellite technology to be imported to Iraq, calling it forestry products. The same people that allowed tank cars for trains and rail tracks to be brought in, saying that it was for aid delivery. Aid of what? T-72 Russian tanks? Come on. Oh, the United Nations is worthless. We need to get the United States out of the United Nations and the United Nations out of the United States. Personal opinion, not Bob Inert. You'll have to ask him what he thinks of that. But I think we need to be out of it. As a matter of fact, Ron Paul, Republican of Texas, has put up a bill on the hopper this year, as he's done for several years past, but may have some feet to it this time, some legs to it, for it to run, at least partway up the hill, but it's going to need your help. And it's to get us out of the United Nations, a very anti-God, anti-Christ-type organization that is wants to have the rights of the child, wants to have abortion on demand. Well, you can check it out at Ron Paul's website. Just go to inforadionet.com. You can link to it there. When we come back, we're going to talk about the economy, what's happening in household family debt, how can your family be prepared for what's coming up. Also, we're going to talk about France. Will the UN truly be involved with this? Well, the president's statements today said they can really kind of take a hike. They can take care of medicine. They can take care of water. They can help take care of food. But other than that, no governing role for the United Nations. We'll talk about it more when we come back from this break.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called DebtScape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. DebtScape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, DebtScape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call DebtScape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let DebtScape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400. If you spend up to one-third of your life in bed, shouldn't you make it as comfortable as possible? Yet most people spend night after night tossing and turning. But what if you could toss and turn less and sleep better? Guaranteed. You can with the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call for a free sample at 1-800-522-5559 and feel this amazing material for yourself. The Tempur-Pedic bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. You're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers unprecedented relief.
That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. But you should feel it for yourself. Call 1-800-522-5559 for a free sample of the Tempur material plus a free Better Sleep video. You spend up to a third of your life in bed. Get the best rest you can. Call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-522-5559. That's 1-800-522-5559.
Is life moving too fast?
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you have no choice but to move as fast as you can. Sometimes you move so fast you don't take a close look at life's details. When was the last time you looked at your health insurance? If you don't have health insurance, or if you have the wrong coverage, serious medical bills could mount up. That's where the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company comes in. We provide affordable health insurance for the self-employed and small business owners. Call us 24 hours a day at 1-888-839-4651. That's 1-888-839-4651. If you don't have health insurance, call us. If you have coverage, call anyway. See if we can give you better coverage at a better price. Stay on track for affordable health insurance designed specifically for the self-employed and small business owners. Call Mega 24 hours a day at 1-888-839-4651. 1-888-839-4651. Coverage not available in all states.
And welcome back to Bob Ener Live. No, this isn't Bob. This is Chuck Bates of the Unraveling the New World Order broadcast here at the Information Radio Network. Bob is in California, last we heard. We don't know quite when he's going to be back on the air here with you, but it should be very, very soon, and it's my honor to fill in for him this evening. Hopefully you may eventually get to hear again from him tomorrow night. As we're saying, we're going to the break. The president has come against the United Nations, the European Union, and the International Criminal Court. That's right. He said that all war criminals will not be tried in an international criminal court. They'll be tried right here in the good old U.S. of A. in our own military tribunals. Also, those Taliban and Al-Qaeda members that have been sitting down in Guantanamo Bay for the last year, they're going to get their day in court. That's right. They're going to get a chance to go to military tribunal here possibly as early as next month. So they're going to get their chance to say that they either love Osama and Saddam or they're innocent. We'll see which one they come up with. Got a pretty clear indication that when you've got a guy that's been captured shooting at the U.S. soldiers from his entrenched point inside of a mountain with Osama bin Laden, well, the evidence tends to be a little bit overwhelming. But the president coming out today saying the United Nations, yes, they can help with medical, they can help with food, they can help with water, but they cannot help with the governing of Iraq. Now, why is that? The president knows, as I think most of Bob Inyard's listeners know, that the United Nations is worthless. It's a socialist organization. It's made up of a great number of countries that hate the United States. They hate Israel. They hate anything that's decent and good. They have envy for what God has blessed us with here in the United States. And on that point of what we have been so bountifully blessed with here in the United States, folks, the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, the ability to live in a society where you can voice your opinion, even those war protesters who I think are complete goofballs, have the right to speak their mind. Now, it's not like Iraq where you were tortured or shot because you spoke out against Saddam Hussein. It's not a place where any one candidate gets 100% of the vote like Saddam Hussein did. It's one of these places where people can have thinking the ideas. Now, as you've heard Bob talk about so many times before in this program, that we've moved away from our fear of God. And so many people, as Bob always ends his program, do right and risk the consequences, so many people have not been willing to do right. They have not been willing to get into the battle. They've not been willing to take in a stand. You know, a good friend of mine, John Leffler, has come out and said that in an age of militant mediocrity, think about that, an age of militant mediocrity, I think that defines where we are today, an extremist is anyone who takes a position. So Bob Inert, certainly the self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic talk show host out there, because he does take a position. And so many people today are not willing to take a position and not willing to get involved in even the political scene. Now, there's some people, and folks, we need to address this and nip it in the bud, as they say. Nip it, nip it, nip it. Because here we have the situation with people not in the church, not getting involved in the political the political parties that are taking place around them, the political battles that are taking place around them. Not that they owe their allegiance to the Democratic or Republican Party or Independent or whatever, but they owe their allegiance to God, who blessed them with this land, and it is our responsibility to occupy it until he returns. Now, it says in the Bible very clearly, that's right, was it, he's always saying, warning, Will Robinson, you're about to hear, you know, some biblical truth, warning, 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 you know, but the Bible itself, the scriptures talk about when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, when the wicked rule, the people mourn. Now, if you have a wicked congressman or senator, or as Larry Pratt calls him, Congress critter, then you basically are looking at a mirror of the district in which they represent, because the people either are wicked themselves or are not willing to take a stand and do something about it. There's many people out there that we would say have severe moderate syndrome. And another little ditty here coming from our friend Paul Shanklin at paulshanklin.com talking about this ailment.
Going up?
Oh, okay.
What floor?
Well, where is everyone else going?
All over. What floor do you want to go to? Pick a number.
Oh. Which is the most popular floor?
The first floor. Everybody goes there.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just stay here then.
Suits me, pal.
Bye.
Millions of Americans silently suffer from a debilitating condition. SMS, severe moderate syndrome. If you experience confusion, indecision, or the need to reach a consensus and avoid all conflict, get help immediately from a qualified professional before it's too late.
Severe moderate syndrome. Well, folks, do any of you out there have that? Probably not if you're listening to Bob Hinyert, because quite honestly, Bob Hinyert makes you do something. You either love him or you hate him. And it's kind of like, you know, a few years ago, they came out with this survey about Howard Stern, the filth jock on the radio. And they basically did a survey of those people who like him and don't like him. And those people that liked him listened to him an average of about 20 minutes, I think, of what a three-hour program that he has. And the reason they listened to him was because they wanted to hear what he's going to say next. Now, the people that didn't like him and listened to him an hour and 20 minutes out of his three-hour program, why? Because they wanted to hear what he was going to say next. Now, you have that opportunity here with Bob in your too. So I'm sure there's a number of people out there that don't like Bob. I've heard some of the call-ins that Bob has aired over, you know, over the program, the people in their listener comment line. But I know there's a great number of you that do like Bob and are in like mind and precious faith with him. And you're probably out there doing something about it. But so often, the majority of the church, I'd say about 20% of the church does 80% of the work, or better. And the church needs to get involved. It says to occupy until he comes. Now, even in Proverbs 31, again, warning Will Robinson, here's more scripture. I think that's something that Bob does. But here we have again that Proverbs 31 woman, her husband is known in the gates of the city. Now, it's a little history lesson here. The gates of the city were where the public officials, the leaders, the elders of the city met and discussed the issues of the issues of the land. Her husband was known in those gates. Now, he was known for two reasons, because obviously he was there, actively participating. And he was also known in those gates because he had a righteous wife that God had blessed him with. But it just shows us yet again that God wants us to be involved in the process. If we're not, then we will be under all sorts of oppression. And, you know, God's blessed us with the land. It's up to us to keep it. Now, we can't do it on our own. We obviously have to have his help. But you have a lot of people out here who say, well, we just need to pray about it. We just need to pray about it. Well, you know, the Apostle Paul said, you know, faith without works is dead. We've got to get into the action. Same's true whether you believe in stopping the murder of the innocent. And yes, I do call it a murder. It's a genocide of my generation. I was born in 72, the year before Roe v. Wade. And 43 million of my generation are not here because of the inaction of the previous generation. That's right. The blame lays on the hands, and the blood is on the hands of the previous generation because they did not take action. Now, Chuck, that sounds so harsh. It's reality, folks. Now, let's not let another generation die because of it. Looks like we're getting the partial birth abortion ban is going to get passed through here. That's a start. That's just a start, though. We have to continue forward in making sure that every life, the sanctity of every life, is kept very precious before us. We need to bring morality back to America, but it can only happen if Christians are willing to get into the political marketplace. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. However, something that has been a scourge upon all of our families, Christian and non-Christian alike, has been the economy. Now, of course, we all know that we're in a slowdown in the economy. We have been ever since September 11th, and quite honestly, we've been in that beforehand with the bursting of the technology bubble of the 1990s, the massive spending, the massive borrowing that many of us out here have done. So many of my generation went out and they wanted everything that their parents had after a lifetime of marriage. They wanted it in the first 5 years, a house, two cars, everything that they could possibly get on credit. Those listeners out there in Colorado know exactly what I'm talking about right now, because foreclosure rates are at just an astronomical high because of that bust of the internet bubble, the technology bubble. But something that is really debilitating to all of us, if we want to be active out there, is our amount of debt that that average households have, particularly credit card debt, home mortgage loans, home equity loans. Think about it, folks. 125% loan on what's in your house. That's a horrible thing. The companies I work with, we've got some former bank CEOs on staff, and they've just never seen anything of the like. So recently, we had General Motors come out and said, hey, 5 years, zero interest. That's unprecedented. We even have Mitsubishi Motors came out the other day and said 18 months, no payments, no interest. No payments, no interest. 18 months, you just drive the car for free, put gas in it, we'll change the oil even. I mean, something's terribly wrong about this, and it just does not make sense. But something that's very distressing, and this is true particularly in the Christian community as well, is that we have the average family of four has an average household credit card debt of $10,000. That's as of 2001. Now, back in 1996, that was around $4,000. And just in 5 years' time, we saw that almost double, well, over double, to nearly $10,000 per family average credit card debt in America. Now, that's not counting your mortgage debt or maybe some old school loans that somebody's paying back, but that's just credit card debt. Now, consider. I know a lot of people are rolling over these things, kind of paying their Visa or their MasterCard, but eventually that runs out. And you see people, these ridiculously high interest rates. You've got folks out there that basically are just a slave to the indebtedness, so much so that they don't have the free time to go out here and preserve their liberty, to preserve the sanctity of life, to go out here and preserve the state or the county or the city in which you live in for future generations to have a free place to grow up. You know, just like we're liberating Iraq, the people of the United States must fight for their freedom. Freedom, the cost of freedom, eternal vigilance. It's not free, as we all very well know. But debt in the family, something the church needs to deal with. Something that can be dealt with, but we need to bring some prudence in there. You know, Larry Burkett's done a lot of things over the years, balancing your budget, etc. There's also a group at FAMC that talks about how you can protect your finances. If you'd like to get information on that, go to 1-800-325-0919 and get that information. That's 800-325-0919. Bob Engert, will he be back tomorrow night? I don't know, but he will be back with you soon, bringing you all sorts of stories of his latest escapades in the granola state. That's right, California, fruits, flakes, and nuts. And I'm sure he'll be bringing you all sorts of news stories from the granola state. Until then, this is Chuck Bates signing off. Had the opportunity and the pleasure to be with you this evening and to fill in for Bob Engert. We'll see you tomorrow night, somebody will, on Bob Engert Live.
Expressed on this program are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily those of IR and its advertisers or affiliates.